exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let any.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The United Nations and the United States are now both urging Israel to prioritize the protection of civilians in its war with Hamas. This teenager in the West Bank believes the children of Gaza have been forgotten.
It makes me sick that the world is turning its back on us and it's not doing anything to protect us.
The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says 8,300 Palestinians have died since October 7th, and more than 1.4 million Palestinians in Gaza have fled their homes. Norit Lamour, who lives in Tel Aviv, says she and her daughter used to bring food into Gaza and Palestinians into Israel for doctor's appointments. But then Hamas militants attacked Israel.
We have friends. We write to them. We want to help them. They cannot be helped until they demolish Hamas.
The UAW and GM have come to terms. Workers will get a 30% wage increase over the next 4 years. GM worker Judith Rice in Pontiac, Michigan.
I did a midlife career change, so this could be life-changing for a lot of us.
Public memorials are springing up for the 18 people killed in a mass shooting last week in Lewiston, Maine. CBS News Boston reporter Christina Hager is in the stricken city.
Michelle Randazzo laying down a rose for every victim, a red one for her brother-in-law, Brian McFarlane, who was proud to be one of the only few deaf truckers in the country.
You know, in addition to trying to process what happened to an immediate family member, you know, trying to process what happened to, you know, other people in our community and friends.
The FDA is now warning about more than two dozen eye drop products sold at popular chains, says CBS's Matt Piper.
The FDA notice applies to 26 eye drop products marketed under several store brands like CVS Health, Rite Aid, and Target Up and Up, in addition to the Leader, Rugby, and Velocity Pharma brands. The eye drops may contain bacteria that could cause eye infections, potentially blinding them. Federal investigators say they found the bacteria and in sanitary conditions at a manufacturing facility where several eye drop products are made.
New student loan relief on the way.
The Education Department is trying again at a plan to help the millions of Americans struggling with student loan debt. The new rules would target specific groups of borrowers rather than a sweeping plan like the one the Supreme Court rejected in June. The department says it wants to provide relief to borrowers whose balances exceed what they originally owed, those who have loans that entered repayment 25 or more years ago, and those who use loans to attend career training programs that led to unreasonable debt loads or insufficient earnings.
CBS's Stacy Lynn. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day.
Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday Happier Happy Hour. But Dom, it starts with sad news, or at least happy news delayed. And I'm an instant gratification guy. You know I am.
Be patient, Michael.
Veruca Salt over here is getting a little cranky. Here is the headline. Ivanka delays testifying in Donald Trump's New York fraud trial. I do not like this headline. So here's the story, Dom. Ivanka was supposed to have testified in the New York civil fraud trial Friday. That's when she was supposed, this upcoming Friday. The whole Trump family was going to be on the stand this week.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Something like that. But now, Ivanka is slated to testify on November 8th because of a scheduling conflict, according to the ABC News. So Trump's daughter will be amongst the last to testify to Attorney General Letitia James' case before the Trump defense takes the reins. I don't know what defense he's got to put out there, Dom. But here's what's interesting. Do you know what else is happening on November 8th, Dom?
November 8th. That's next Wednesday.
The 3rd. I'll just interrupt. More of a rhetorical
Pink is
question.
Playing in Cleveland, I think. But go ahead.
Well, I was going to say November 8th is the 3rd GOP debate in Miami, Florida, buddy.
Oh, nice.
And Donald Trump had promised to be there, not at the debate, but counter-programming in Hialeah, which I'm hoping is somewhere near Miami. I think it's probably close, right? Trying to draw the press away from the big spin room event, the race for second.
What was I did see the headline, Crudy. What was the rationale, the reason given for the, what, Friday to Wednesday delay?
Conflict.
Scheduling conflict.
I guess so. Here's what the rest of this little reporting snippet says. Trump will see his sons testify in the fraud case, with Don Jr. scheduled to take the stand Wednesday. It's going to be a hell of a hump day edition around here, Dom. And Eric likely following Thursday. State Attorney Andrew Amber told ABC News, Eric Trump should be available to start whenever we finish with Don Jr., Amber said. And if all goes according to plan, the former president will testify Monday, and the court will adjourn for Election Day Tuesday, and then Ivanka will appear Wednesday, according to the report.
That's interesting. So Junior, Eric, Trump on Monday, Ivanka on Tuesday.
Wednesday. Ivanka, sorry, Wednesday. Because it's election day, apparently, in New York on Tuesday. So they're going to drop her on Wednesday, Dom. And daddy's going to be very, very sad.
I wonder if he's going to. I mean, this obviously this is going to be extremely interesting to see. I mean, the fraud's already been determined. Now it's a matter of finding them, right? And what the boys will say in their defense, what Trump will say in his defense. I mean, do they plead the fifth? Of course you can, but if you do, the judge can make an adverse inference of that you're taking the fifth because it's a civil case and assume that, you know, you're hiding something and make a judgment accordingly. So do they take the fifth, or does he get up there and just, you know, do go full on Trump? I don't know. I don't know how this is going to play out.
Well, it depends on my mood. If I wake up in the morning and, you know, I'm feeling good because, you know, my worth is really my brand. So I might be worth $7 billion, but if I'm on a good mood, $10
billion. Well, I'm worth a trillion, jillion dollars then. I mean, if that's our criteria, 844-967-2789. I know we have some callers.
When he goes swimming, does he have to worry about shrinkage then, Tom? Back down to 5 mil?
Back to 5. Not feeling good. That's why he only stays in the hot tubs, Curdy. It's warm in there. CNN reporting from yesterday, I believe. No, actually, this was this morning. The judge overseeing Trump's federal elections subversion criminal case has reinstated a gag order. Talked about this briefly with John Nichols last hour. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan also denied Trump's request to issue a long-term stay of order, which bars the former president from publicly targeting court personnel, potential witnesses, or the special counsel's team while his appeal of it played out. Here's a quote from the judge. As the court has explained, the First Amendment rights of participants in criminal proceedings must yield, when necessary, to the orderly administration of justice, a principle reflected in Supreme Court precedent, the federal rules of criminal procedure, and the local criminal rules. And contrary to defendants' argument, the right to a fair trial is not his alone, but belongs also to the government and the public. Yeah, man, no doubt. I mean, you must yield, Mr. Trump, Citizen Trump. I don't care if you're running for president or dog catcher. When necessary to the orderly administration of justice, you're out on bail, sir. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. Chutkan issued the order earlier this month after prosecutors raised concern that the former president could intimidate witnesses or encourage harm against prosecutors through his public comments. Trump quickly appealed, and Chutkan temporarily froze the order on October 20th, while special counsel Jack Smith's team and Trump's attorneys litigated whether it should be paused indefinitely during the appeals process. It will not. The former president slammed the ruling Sunday evening, claiming that it infringed upon his right to free speech. Quote, "The corrupt Biden administration just took away my First Amendment right to free speech. Not constitutional. Make America great again," he posted on True Social. But I don't know. It didn't look like he really went after the judge in that particular post. So maybe he's, you know, listening to his attorneys, but absolutely, man, you're a citizen. You're anybody else. I don't know why anybody would get any slack to this guy ever.
Yeah. He's listening to his attorneys, and pretty soon he's going to start acting presidential, Dom.
Yeah, I can't wait. And in 2 weeks, a replacement for ACA is coming out.
844-967-2789. Our pal Dana from La Crosse, as in your neck of the woods, listening on LCX. Hey, Dana. As listening on the Eagle 1490 AM this weekend, Dana.
Good afternoon, Devils. Yeah, I'm sorry I missed you in town yesterday, Curdy.
Sort of clandestine mission, just in and out like a ninja.
Sure, I understand. Yeah, that office you gotta decorate it up or something. At least put a poster in there or something so people know what it is.
I'm thinking exterior like signage on the building. It's a prominent downtown location because it needs signage, man. It's coming.
Yeah. I know. Hey, you know what I'm looking forward to with the kids testifying?
What's that?
You know, I've watched Don Jr. for a while here with his, when he makes his public speeches and his little podcast rants and stuff. And I tell you, with all those narcotics that he allegedly consumes, you know, you can hear his voice quiver all the time when he speaks publicly. And I think he's going to cry in court. I am looking forward to it. They're going to make him cry. What do you think?
I think it's highly probable. I'm maybe, smart.
Maybe I'm smart. I want respect. Thanks for the call, Dana. It is, you know, the dynamic, of course, with the family and the kids and the history. It is certainly something to behold. But at the end of the day, all I'm really, and I don't give a damn, you know, I mean, Republicans, Democrats, politics. Listen, if it was me, you know, what would happen to me? If it was you listening right now and you were in the situation that Donald Trump is and you had a, you know, you were the one doing the fraud or you were the one that were threatening judges or intimidating witnesses or, you know, tampering with the jury pool, violating a gag order. If that were you, wouldn't you want, you know, the same justice to be done to the former guy or to anybody else or the Trump kids? I mean, isn't that what we all should strive for? Isn't that what we deserve? Equal justice under law? How is anybody even questioning whether or not if Donald Trump violates this again and again and again and again, eventually ends up in the slammer, period. I don't give a damn if he's running for dog catcher or president. How does that make any difference whatsoever? As the judge said, you got to bend. You are out. You're privileged being out right now. You're on bail, dude. You got 91 charges. Come on.
844. Not all in the same jurisdiction. 844-967-2789. Cindy from Appletown. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got for us?
Hi, Cindy.
Well, I'd like to make a couple of points about the Kurt Bangstad thing. I think that what you were just talking about kind of plays into this because here you have a small businessman up in Minocqua for most people don't even know where the hell that is. But anyway, he's defaming supposedly some newspaper guy. And he gets fined, what, $750,000? And we have a former president who is defaming and giving information for jurors out, and he gets a $15,000 fine? Do you see the kind of the disconnect here? And I really think judges are humans, and if they are bad judges, I think we have the right as the people to be critical of them.
In regards to the Bangstad, for accuracy's sake, it wasn't a judicial ruling of $750,000. That came from a jury, and that was because they found that Kirk Bangstad acted with malice. And there were two incidents of defamation. The first one, which brought the suit, and then another social media posting, which brought the punitive damages from a jury of 13 in the amount which was greater than the compensatory damages. And look at the facts of the case. If the facts are that there was defamation and the jury found it was with malice, which they did, then this would potentially be a very valid ruling.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Cindy. And potentially, Crudy, again, I don't know, but if you're the opinion writer of a local newspaper, aren't you kind of a public figure?
Well, that was a case, and perhaps that's Kirk's get out of paying free card. Maybe the appellate court of the state of Wisconsin will say the lower court, the district court, found improperly when they found that this person was being maligned as a person, not as a public figure. He wasn't maligned for his ownership of the paper or whatever the case may be. He was maligned as a human being. Now, a different judge may have a different ruling. That's why you got an appellate court system. Right? That's the second
why he said he's going to appeal. Yep. We'll see.
He absolutely will.
We'll see.
What I don't like to see is the undermining of the court system because someone doesn't like the judgment against them. Go stand with your appeal. Go talk to your counsel. But don't crap on the judge. That's my opinion.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 24. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy tomorrow, snow showers likely 35. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
You know, the only thing my son and I missed driving through western Wisconsin yesterday, we didn't play
Van Halen on the radio.
Yes, we weren't too much Packers and news talk coverage. I didn't put on any rock and roll music station in the state of Wisconsin right now. At least one of them's playing Van Halen right now.
Wisconsin loves themselves from Van Halen. Hell, the old stuff, the Sammy days. Hell, even the guy from Gary Sharon. I don't even hear that stuff.
You know what they never play? OU 812. It's always 5150 Van Hagar. 844-967-2789. Dynamo Dave from Duluth. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Dave.
I'm doing. Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Hey, you know, the conservatives seem to always, the right complains about this cancel culture. And if you remember, a guy by the name of Tom Emmer tried to become Speaker of the House. He was a little more, not as far to the right as the current guy that they nominated.
Well, Trump was able to cancel his ass, Dave. I mean, Trump doesn't have the power to lift, but he has the power to squish.
Right. And it's like, you know, they shouldn't be beefing about cancel culture because they themselves engage in it even among their own party.
Well, yeah, just ask Kevin McCarthy. What would you call his tenure as speaker?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. This is so stupid. I mean, I like to call them consequences for your actions, Dave. You know, I mean, they jumped the shark on the cancel culture, wokeness stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at what point can we just move past it all and call it, hey, when you say things that are controversial, you might have to pay some sort of price for that politically or socially, culturally. You know, how is that any different than it ever should be or will be, Dave? Because it kind of came up with a new name and it floats really well with the mega base?
Right. Good question.
Yeah. All right, brother. However, anything else, man?
Oh, no, that's it. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Dave. Thank you, sir.
Dynamo Dave. 844-967-2789.
Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And AI must be monitoring, you know, what sites I read, that because I get all this right-wing crap, and I don't go to right-wing sites all that often, but I get referred to all these right-wing stories from these right-wing, you know, with the right-wing slant on it, or probably just basically, you know, nonsense. But
leave the Twitter behind, Mark. Now that you know Elon's got the Twitter, and it's not just who you follow, but they give you the for you. And I can tell you,
I don't actually ain't for me. I don't actually go to Twitter at all. I've never gone out to Twitter or do any of that stuff. But this is just the news feeds that I get that on my page. But it was interesting. I saw an article where the new Speaker of the House's wife actually adores Hippocrates from Greek medicine, and I kind of found that interesting. That, considering the fact that she's going back to classical Greek culture, where homosexuality was not, and they wouldn't have called it that. They wouldn't have thought of it that way. But man love was certainly not banned by those guys. And it was actually endorsed rather than, you know, your true love was supposed to be your fellow man, not your fellow woman. That from my understanding of history, and getting, you know, the history of the United States, little Mr. Mike Johnson, who is this devoted Baptist, should look in the Baptist history, where it was the Baptists who were one of the ones insisting on a separation of church and state, insisted on the fact that, you know, freedom of conscience. And this guy does not believe in freedom of conscience. He believes in, you know, you've got to believe it our way or the highway.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly it, Mark. He was asked by Hannity, you know, when he was interviewed by Hannity, he said, you know, people ask me what my worldview is. And his response was, read the Bible. That's my worldview. And it's like, well, what part of the Bible, man? The New Testament, the Old Testament, the shellfish part, the linens and the wools, or the gays? What part? The turn the other cheek, the love everybody part? You know, what part are we really talking about?
Little Mike Johnson. It's the baptismal shrinkage, Jerry.
Yeah.
844-967-2789.
It is really something else.
This Mike Johnson, I feel like he's going to be the speaker that keeps on giving them.
We're just getting to it. And I don't know. I mean, I appreciate John Nichols' perspectives. And that's why I love him when he comes on from the Nation, the Cap Times. You know, but how Mike Johnson plays this off any differently than Kevin McCarthy, I just don't know how that happens. So he's going to maybe pick up a couple of the hard righties, but, you know, you got to have some folks that don't want to go that far, that, you know, won in Biden districts that maybe don't want to shut down the government, may have a different thought. So you pick some up on the right, but you lose some in the center right, you know, a little left of right. That math is going to be interesting.
Dominic, do you see what the former president put up overnight? Sort of a threat towards the current president. You know, you talk about the gag order. The same could happen to you. Trump threatens Biden in the middle of the night rant.
Wow.
As Donald Trump faces another week of court hearings in both his financial fraud trial in Manhattan and in Florida related to charges of obstruction of justice, he fired off a warning at President Joe Biden long after midnight, where he promised retribution should he win re-election in 2024. Now, that's a re-elective campaign. Retribution 2024.
I am your retribution. He's been saying this.
This week, his children, as we mentioned, Don Jr. and Eric, although apparently Ivanka, not till next week, debate Wednesday, will be appearing in the courtroom of Judge Arthur Engoron, where they will testify in their own defense after being charged, with the exception of Ivanka, in New York Attorney General Letitia James' $250 million civil suit. And those worries, as well as two other criminal trials on tap in two other jurisdictions, appear to have triggered the former president to lash out at Biden, blaming him for his legal woes. You know, whenever I get in trouble, you know what my answer always is? Dominic.
Joe Biden.
No, Dominic. Easier to blame you. Just, you know, proximity.
I can take it.
In the middle of the night, he warned Biden he could find himself in the same boat. Why did crooked Joe Biden tell his injustice department to file the lawsuits and indictments against me 3 years ago instead of right in the middle of my campaign for president? Question mark. You're setting a, all caps, bad precedent for yourself, Joe. The same could happen to you. Same could happen to you.
No, I mean,
retribution tour.
I don't think, you know, Joe Biden was involved in, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in fraud over the years.
Oh, don't tell that to Comer. They're still digging over on the House side.
Okay.
Dom, there's more. He then added, these third world Biden indictments, which should never have been filed, would have been tried and over with years ago. My sleazebag opponent should be able to do this during my campaign. And then all caps to the end, Dom. Or before the election! Exclamation point. Just one, though. Just one. Sparing with the exclamation points. 844-967-2789. The happier happy hour. It's going to roll on. Your phone calls, they're always welcome here, Dom. Not yours so much, but other people's. You know,
did you hear? We got to get to this friends as well. You know, the field. Man, it's getting smaller on the Republican side. Former Vice President Mike Pence, he has bowed out. We'll get to that. Some of your calls, once again, 844-967-2789.
Hang Mike Pence!
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The State Department says fewer people have been leaving the Gaza Strip on U.S. charter flights in the last few days. Spokesman Matt Miller.
The charter flight tomorrow is the last one that we are currently planning. So if they do want to leave, now's the time to do it. Don't wait for another flight. But we will always conduct assessments in real time about whether there's additional demand.
Many auto workers seem to be happy with the tentative agreements their union has reached with the Big Three, among them Judith Rice in Pontiac, Michigan.
I think considering what we've gotten in the previous contract in 2019, this is amazing.
Schools in Lewiston, Maine are slowly returning to normal after last week's mass shootings at a bar and bowling alley. CBS News Boston reporter Christina Hager is there.
Students won't be jumping right back into classes. There will be counselors available. The superintendent says it will be a matter of days before they get back into academics.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of the Devil's Advocates radio show.
The big and tall of political talk, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. This is producer Nate. We will be getting back with Dom and Crute over at the Jade Monkey for our happier happy hour here in just a little bit. Don't worry, they won't be gone for too terribly long. In the meantime, I'll be here with you. Just had Maggie Dawn and producer Anya on the show talking about everything, the youth vote. Very happy to have them back here in the studio. Maggie Dawn going to be live from the Jade Monkey once we are done here. And I believe we have Dom and Crute back in the studio. Dom and Crute, can you hear me there?
Yeah, we're at the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge. We've been joined here at the table by Ben Wickler, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. And nobody unplug the internet again, or there'll be hell to pay. Ben Wickler, welcome back. Friend of the Devils, very important man you are here. This is perhaps the most important state. Ben, are we ready?
We'll check back in with the boys over at the Jade Monkey there. We'll should have them back in just a second here. Of course, Ben Wickler joining them over at the Jade Monkey for the happier happy hour. And I think we might be back. I take that back. We are not back. But in the meantime, happier happy hour here. Ben Wickler, you can join the guys down at the Jade Monkey, or you can join Maggie Dawn there. She'll be down there and until 7 o'clock tonight, going live from the Jade Monkey. In the meantime, as we wait for Dom and Crute to get back here, Jim Jordan, they mentioned him a little bit earlier, did not win the House Speaker vote today. He failed. Did not get it. Could not get enough votes. Like they were saying, Scalise got a couple votes. McCarthy got a couple of votes. Lee Zeldin got a couple of votes. Jim Jordan didn't quite make it. And they've postponed the vote, not voting again today. They're taking it up tomorrow because Jim Jordan couldn't get enough of the Republican votes there. And I think part of the issue with that, obviously, you know, we have GYM Jordan, Jim Jordan. He had all of that stuff happening with all the covering up sexual assault or not knowing about it. Sorry, maybe not quite covering it up, but his involvement with all of the January 6th stuff. He had a call with Donald Trump right after or during all of the January 6th insurrection that was happening at the Capitol there. And that's who they wanted as their speaker. That's who they chose. That's who all of Wisconsin's representatives over there, all the Republicans, I should say, Mark Pocan, of course, did not. He went for Hakeem Jeffries. All of Wisconsin's guys, all the Republicans, put everything they had with Jim Jordan there. They were for Scalise. Most of them were for Scalise for a good while there, but they flipped over and instead decided to put everything behind Jim Jordan because of party. That's what party is about. If party is really, in fact, the January 6th insurrection, overturning the will of the voters, saying, hey, Joe Biden is not really our president. If that's what they say party is, then, I mean, yeah, I guess he really is the party. If that's what they see as party, let's check back in with Dom and Crute. Let's see if they can get us here over at the Jade Monkey. Nothing quite yet. Still waiting on that there. So let's go back. Let's take a look. Again, they're not taking another vote today because Jim Jordan could not drum up enough support in order to get a vote out and going today. He couldn't get enough Republicans to come together with him and say, let's just get this done. Vote for me. because they didn't want to vote for him. Why would you want to vote for him? He again, there is all of the Ohio State allegations that went through there, crying on the phone, asking them not to ruin his career by speaking up about the sexual abuse that was happening at the university there, or maybe his role in the January 6th insurrection there. You know, he did not want to certify the votes for Joe Biden. He was working. He had an 18-minute call, I believe it was 18-minute call with Donald Trump that very day. And that's Jim Jordan. That's who they want as the Speaker of the House. That's who Republicans have said is their guy. Of course, I hold for one, Hakeem Jeffries really, really should, you know, they should just all put all their eggs behind there. But here's my counterpoint, George Santos. What if we need a huckster to be the Speaker of the House? Because that's what all their politics are anyways. It's all just lies and things like that. So why not? Why not have a Looney Tunes villain as our Speaker of the House? Why not have a guy who's what was he doing? He was stealing credit card information from his supporters, from his own supporters. I think that would work really well for the current state of the Republican Party. Why can't we have George Santos as our Speaker? That's all I'm asking. And I think we're getting a little bit. Nope, I was wrong. Dom and Crew, we will get back to Dom and Crew over at the Jade Monkey with, of course, Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, during the happy hour here. And again, remember, Maggie Dawn is going to be over at the Jade Monkey here tonight as well. She will be going live from the Jade Monkey until 7 o'clock. But let's go back to Jim Jordan for a second here. Last week, there was the back and forth. Will it be Jim Jordan? Will it be Steve Scalise? And everyone put all of their chips behind Steve Scalise, Mr. David Duke without the baggage himself. And then they rolled it back. He said, no, I can't do this. I'm sorry, can't do it. So everyone fell in line. I think what's more interesting to me, or more egregious to me, he did get 200 votes in the House today. 200 Republicans looked at Jim Jordan and said, oh yeah, I think that's great. I think that's what we're looking for. It was only a handful of Republicans that ended up saying, nah, I don't think so. Only a small handful. I believe it was 20 Republicans who said, I want someone else. And a lot of those guys are going to go, and they have said they are going to go back and vote for him. Here's from the New York Times. Here are the 20 Republicans who opposed Jordan today. Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio lost a bid to become Speaker on Tuesday after 20 Republicans refused to back him, prolonging a two-week fight that has paralyzed the chamber and underscored the deep Republican divisions in the House. Now, some of these Republicans who voted against Jim Jordan today come from heavily blue districts that Biden won in the last presidential election. A lot of those in New York, a couple in Nebraska, things like that. Also, I have people like McCarthy loyalists, the people who are, you know, they were with McCarthy the whole time. They didn't want all of this that Matt Gaetz really has been going for this whole time. And McCarthy, by the way, McCarthy and Scalise, I believe, both voted for Jim Jordan today. We have Doug LaMalfa of California, John James of Michigan, Andrew Garbarino of New York, Carlos Gimenez of Florida, and Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania. those are the McCarthy loyalists. Those are the people that were really behind McCarthy. And I think if they take a second vote, which I believe they are looking at doing a second vote here tomorrow, I think that is their current schedule. I have a feeling that those six are going to move over and they are going to vote for Jordan. But that still leaves a good handful of people, good handful of Republicans that don't want to vote for him. There are all of the ones who are in these districts that voted for Biden in the last presidential election. Though if they don't want to go and put all of their marbles behind this guy who helped Donald Trump on January 6th. Because that would look bad for them, because they're going to be up for re-election pretty soon here. So I'm going to say maybe good on those Republicans. Good for me at the very least, because I just like seeing all the chaos. I think watching them in this sort of disarray, it does bring me a little bit of good feeling. Not because the country is going well. It's very much not. You know, I mean, it's all sort of falling apart. But it is nice to watch the Republican Party just fall apart like it has. It really, if the last 2 weeks hasn't shown that they are falling apart, I mean, what else do you want me to say? How much longer can they actually go without a House Speaker? We have everything that's happening in Israel and Palestine right now, and Gaza Strip. All of that's happening. House cannot do a single thing about it at the moment because they don't have a speaker. And I believe I hear a Mr. Mike Crute.
How are we doing, Nate? Oh. We've moved outside. The party, the weather too glorious. We've had to move the party outside. We are still here at the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge. We're just in the outdoor portion. And I am joined here at the table by Ben Wickler, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. Seeing which headphones Ben's got on. How you doing, Ben?
I'm good. It's great to be here in this very beautiful patio area at one of the finest retro funky cocktail lounges in the state of Wisconsin, the Jade Monkey.
Ben, when I last asked you, we were gearing up for a big 2024, the most important state perhaps in the nation for election 2024. Ben, what's the gear up look like?
So this moment, it's kind of like when the ball's been thrown and you're waiting, you're holding your breath, waiting for it to be caught. We might, before the 2024 election, go from a democracy desert, as international studies have found Wisconsin currently to be, to being actually a democracy, where not only are we the tipping point state in the Electoral College for the presidential race and the Senate majority with Tammy Baldwin's re-election and maybe the House majority with defeating Derek Van Orden and Ryan Stile, we'll see who else, but also new state legislative maps, which if the lawsuit succeeds that the group Law Forward has filed and the governor just weighed in with the Attorney General, Josh Call, we could have new elections for every single state senator, for every single state assembly person in newly drawn districts that are drawn to comport with our actual Constitution.
Come on, now you're daring us to dream, Ben Wickler.
I dare to dream. This is the moment. It is a moment that was almost unimaginable just a few years ago, but we could be there. And month by month, we're going to find out. We had yesterday, I think, the arguments were filed in court. November 21st, they'll be argued before our state Supreme Court. And then this December, early next year, the Supreme Court could actually weigh in on the constitutionality of the maps, and everything could change. So we're in the midst right now of finding folks all across Wisconsin to run with Greta Neubauer and Melissa Agard in the state Senate and state assembly, finding great organizers, we just hired Austin Keeler as our party affairs director to work with all our caucuses and county parties to strengthen up. This is spring training for a season that will change the world. That is the moment that we're in this autumn in the state of Wisconsin.
So no pressure, right, Ben Wickler? we've got the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, Ben Wickler. We're outside the Jade Monkey out here in the grotto, and the people, the party. It's like the cops ran in and the people ran out. We are out here with the people. Come party with us at the Jade Monkey. We'll come back more with Ben Wickler, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair. More partying at the Jade Monkey.
Remember, Sure. We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
24 overnight, under cloudy skies, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Snow showers likely tomorrow, 35. Chance for snow showers tomorrow night, 20. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. You can join us on the phones at 844-967-2789 and stick around for the Maggie Dawn Show coming up at 6 o'clock.
Dominic, a texter, where'd that text go? Eric from Lodi says, I got this from Twitter. Lauren Boebert was on the House floor taking selfies and congratulating Mike Johnson when he won the speakership. This isn't the first time Boebert has been caught stroking a Johnson in a crowded room. Now, I did.
Well done. Well done.
Literally see Lauren Boebert immediately following the vote for Speaker Mike Johnson. I passed her on Capitol Hill, Dom. I told you the story. Nothing too much. Just there she was. There I was. She walked and I followed and that was it. One photo. But the Associated Press reports that she's turning over a new leaf suddenly, Dom.
Oh, wait, what?
Rep Lauren Boebert is reportedly showing unusual humility, something we never do.
What's that?
Showing unusual humility to her constituents after getting booted out of a performance of the Beetlejuice musical. Do you see they're coming to the Overture Center? You could see the show that so turned her to date on. They're coming here. And this would, and then was shown on a security camera footage vaping during the show and publicly groping her date. The Associated Press reports that these actions have damaged her efforts to cultivate an image of herself as an upstanding Christian woman. And she's delivering public apologies to constituents when meeting with them during campaign stops. Most of us were like, holy cow! Boebert supporter Beverly Cooler tells the Associated Press of seeing the video of the congresswoman's behavior at the musical. And one of the big reasons for that is a gap between how she presented herself as a Christian and what ended up happening. Little hypocrisy, Dom. Now, Boebert has implicitly acknowledged the damage that the scandal has done, and the AP reports that she acknowledged recently. Democrats certainly smell blood and water about her congressional seat, which she won last year in an unexpectedly close election by under 600 votes in a district of 700,000, Dom. Anyways, a little bit more. Republican Dusty Mars, 44 for one, tells the AP that he's unsure about supporting Boebert again in the Republican primary, and he's frustrated by the fact that it's seemingly so hard to hold on to what should be a safe seat for the GOP. It should be a lot easier to get a Republican candidate into the district. We shouldn't be pulling teeth to get votes. Well, I don't think she was pulling teeth, Dub.
No teeth were pulled. Oh, my goodness. I mean, number one, as a Christian, my understanding, I don't know what kind of Christian, but I think basically the tenet is, as I recall from my Catholic high school, if you ask for forgiveness, then Jesus forgives you. So I'm not surprised that, she was, getting frisky in a Beetlejuice. I mean, hell, I'm surprised she was actually taking in the arts, man. Of course, it was Beetlejuice. There's no surprise here. There's also humility. No, she's playing a political game. She's thinking, because remember, she lied about it to begin with, right? No, it wasn't me. I wasn't vaping, wasn't doing anything. And of course, then the cameras, they released the footage. Oh, okay, I guess it was. Maybe Jesus forgives you, but I don't.
One more quick story, Dom, for today. More enlightenment, edification for you and the audience.
Oh, please edify me, Crudy.
Let's talk about Speaker Mike Johnson's wife, co-parent to Michael, the black 41-year-old son. But anyways, Kelly Johnson, who's married to House Speaker Mike Johnson, practices a form of Christian counseling that classifies people into choleric, phlegmatic, and other ancient personality types purportedly ordained by God. Well, you've always been a little choleric, Dom.
I mean, not since I was a baby.
Dom, the wife of newly elected House Speaker, ran a Christian counseling service that is affiliated with an organization that advocates against abortion, not a shocker, and homosexuality, and whose practices are built on the teachings of the Greek physician Hippocrates. It's not clear if Kelly Johnson will continue her practice. Not long after Rep. Mike Johnson became House Speaker last week, Kelly Johnson's website became inaccessible.
They're scrubbing everything they can, man.
Johnson, her husband of more than 24 years, rose overnight from a virtually obscure House lawmaker to a position that is second in line to the presidency. The couple is deeply religious. It's written here, Dom. Both Kelly and Mike Johnson previously worked with religious organizations and causes the religious right advocates for. Along with her counseling, Johnson is also listed as an advisor to Louisiana Right for Life, an anti-abortion organization. And Kelly Johnson's website listed a specialty in temperament counseling. Well, you've always been temperamental, Dom.
Thank
a you. Specialty that she received training from an organization founded in the 1980s by a Christian couple. According to the materials organizations provided, the National Christian Counselors Association is adamant that its offerings take place outside of more traditional state licensed settings so that the counselors and clients can be fully engaged through their faith and not under the scrutiny of licensing.
No, can't have that.
Here's a quote, Dom. The state licensed professional counselor in certain states is forbidden to pray, read, or refer to the Holy Scriptures, counsel things against such as homosexuality, abortion, etc. A catalog of the organization's offering states initiating such counsel could be considered unethical by the state. Yeah, so let's do it outside of their scrutiny. Yeah, you're too phlegmatic, Dom. We need to get the leeches on you.
Knock yourself out, whatever your faith is, embrace it, engage it, and go have fun with it. But don't put that on me. 844-967-2789.
I got some leeches in your size, buddy.
I need big leeches. Wisco Paul, you will have the last word. Welcome. What do you got
for us? Hey, Paul.
Good afternoon, Devils. Great show as always. Hey, remember the days when they used to say GOP, God's Official Party? I think you can officially put a fork in that saying because it no longer pertains to Trump and the Republican Party.
Thanks for the call, man. I guess it all depends on what God you're talking about.
Well, they all pray to the white Judeo-Christian God, the blue-eyed blonde Jesus.
Yeah.
But he keeps leading them astray, Dom, because he keeps telling guys like Mike Pence and Scott Walker that if they just ran and were honored his wishes, that they would learn a lesson. And I hope they have. They are not fit to be president of the United States. Not you, Pence. Not you, Wanker. So anyways, God has smote you down.
With the jawbone of an axe, Curdy?
Ass. Ass.
Oh, an ass. Oh, I'm sorry.
So that could literally be you. Thanks for listening. Maggie Dunn is next. Thank you, John Nichols, for joining us on the air today. And don't forget the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson at 7. Keep it locked.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can...
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.